up and welcome to episode 86 of Let's Talk with Scoggs. This week's guest, the Vaughns, Anna and Ryan. They are from New Jersey, and we chatted about their new music. They've got a song called Raina that is the sweetest love song I've heard in a long time. I love it. It is off of a new EP, Rom-Coms and Takeout. So, of course, I had to ask them the obvious question about their favorite night, what that would be, which mixture of rom-com and takeout. So we get into that. But we actually spent a lot of this episode talking about love. They're both in relationships. I got married this year, or this calendar year. And it was nice to just chat about love and how important that relationship is, and that it was hard to find. And once you find it, it's totally worth all that stuff. So it was nice to chat with two lovebirds. And Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so we talked about that a little bit. But their music, they've been working on it, of course, in isolation. And they've got a new video out, and the styling is so cool. We talked about that a bunch. So overall, it was lovely. They were very fun. I hope you enjoy. Here's episode 86 of Let's Talk with Scoggs with the Vaughns. Let's get moving.
Cool.
What are we making for dinner?
I don't know what Ryan's making.
I don't know what I'm eating.
Yet. I always bring myself dinner when I come to this house, so I have good old Annie's mac and cheese.
Classic.
Yeah. I see Ryan's got some guac out, so.
I might have some guac and some nugs, I think.
Wait, sorry. You're going to dip your chicken nuggets in guacamole?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, well, that wasn't my plan, but you just said it, and now I'm kind of.
I was going to say, usually it's like ketchup or barbecue or ranch.
Yeah, those are also good options.
Yeah.
But guacamole sounds insane.
It sounds pretty good. So where are we in the world? What city are we in?
We are in beautiful Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
Okay, so I've got some East Coasters here.
Yeah. Where are you at?
Well, I'm currently in Oklahoma City.
Nice.
But I grew up in Rhode Island.
Oh, another fellow East Coaster.
Yay.
Yeah. And it's so funny, too, because I lived in Los Angeles for the past 10 years because I needed to, like, spread my wings and find myself in that whole chapter of life. But there really is such a difference, and maybe it was because of my age, but the local music scene, East Coast as juxtaposed to the West Coast, and just like growing up in high school in Rhode Island and going to shows on weekends and just feeling like I was, you know, I wasn't in a band, can't sing. That wasn't where I fit in, but I was always going to shows and saving my concert ticket stubs and all the little clubs that were my favorite. It just felt so magical and special for some reason. And it's not that it's not magical and special on the West Coast. It just was different for a little while. And I'm curious if, you know, maybe growing up or even as, you know, musicians who play shows, like, do you feel a difference?
Well, it's funny you said that. We actually had an interview earlier this week where the interviewer was also had spent some time in LA and in that music scene. And we basically were talking about this as well. And we grew up going to like the basement shows and the very like punky DIY venues and scenes here in New Jersey. And we don't know much about LA, so I don't feel like we can compare it, but
sure.
I know that we both feel really passionate and strong about the roots of music in our home state and kind of support we've and like community we have from that.
Yeah. Is that how you guys met?
No, I mean, we actually went to high school together. I don't think we were like friends until at some point through college. We were kind of introduced through mutual friends from the same high school. But the funny thing about it is like we had a couple like really, really strong mutual friends and just for some reason really never crossed paths.
Well, it seems like for me, I'm glad you found each other because I've been enjoying all these songs. So I'm going to ask a really obvious question, and I apologize. I just can't help myself, but rom-coms and takeout.
Yes.
it just conjures up so many like warm, fuzzy feelings. And I immediately think of You've Got Mail and eating lo mein.
Yes.
Like that's my little, like that's where exactly where when I read the title, I was like, ooh, I have Meg Ryan, I have Tom Hanks, and I've got noodles.
Yes.
So that's the name of the EP. And just for fun, I'm curious what your little combo would be for each of you.
Oof. I grew up on the You've Got Mails and Meg Ryan and all that, and has such a place in my heart, but I really am excited by like some of the newer rom-coms, like To All the Boys I Loved Before on Netflix. Mm. I think I'm excited for like a new generation of rom-coms, and so I think for me it would be that one. And food wise my favorite takeout at the moment is probably Thai food. Some like drunken noodles and like curry puffs, and then like just a good old rom-com, and I'm set. Yeah,
how about you, sounds Ryan? Good.
See, I don't know, like rom-coms, it's like I love rom-coms, but for some reason I just never remember the names of any of them. Well, it's, I mean, I don't know.
Do you have a favorite like leading man? Like no. Mine was Tom Hanks. No, yeah, that's okay.
Well, I mean, Tom Hanks is great. Yeah. I don't know. I just.
What about sci-fis?
Well, yeah, I mean, I probably like sci-fis and fiction more than rom-coms. And
okay, let's do that then.
Which one? I mentioned one the other day. I saw this cool movie called Snowpiercer.
Okay.
It's like a future dystopia. Basically the whole world doesn't exist anymore, and the only people that are still alive live on this one train that never stops running.
Oh, I think I saw a promo for that.
Yeah,
actually.
I think there's like a TV show now on like TNT or one of those. Oh, like
yeah okay,
but it's really fun.
Yeah. And what are we eating
fun. And what kind of food?
Oh, I like mushu. If I'm ordering Chinese, mushu's okay. The best.
So we all have a noodle thing. I love it. Yeah. okay. Well, I'm so excited to chat outside of that. I immediately had a very specific feeling when I read the title of the EP, which thank you for that. Cause I love it when it's, you can personalize something, even though I didn't create this art, I hadn't listened to it yet. I immediately had a feeling. So
nice.
I'm not sure what that means, but it made me feel good. So good job.
I think it's working then.
Nice.
But, you know, this year, or I guess mostly last year, calendar-wise, I've just been talking to so many folks who are songwriters and had to really pivot and figure things out and kind of find a new way to go about everything, as we all have in various ways. But with art, I'm always dumbfounded by how it's ever created. I am not creative in that way. But I love it. And music especially. I have a song for every big moment of my life, and I have the exact album to make me feel that certain way, and all those over-romanticized feelings. I'm that person. Perfect. So I've just been really inspired and awestruck by how everybody's been able to continue to make stuff. And I'm curious, how have you as a band sort of like learned things about yourselves and sort of pushed through the initial shock of how our lives kind of had to adapt?
Yeah. You know, it worked out pretty cool for us. Obviously this has been a rough time, but we got lucky because we were entering a sort of writing stage, and at the time we were living really close by to each other. So when the initial quarantine happened, we kind of just bunkered down here at Ryan's house. And the neat thing about it was that we both all of a sudden were technically working from home, and I wasn't really working much. So like we got to just really focus on songwriting in a way that I don't think we had ever had. And we just hung out here and wrote all day, and would, you know, Ryan would work upstairs and come down as I was working on stuff. And I think in that aspect, it was really cool for us to just really hunker down and pay attention to things in a way we hadn't before. So that was one small positive.
Yeah. Do you think these songs couldn't have happened in what was normal times?
It would have been, I think they would have been different. I don't know if it's not
really
that
interesting.
Yeah,
question.
It's a really interesting question. I mean, there was a lot of life events that happened that made these songs birth into the world. But
I'd like to say they would happen anyway.
I hope that there's some level of fate that we would have created them anyway.
I just like can't think of any specific, like, I obviously COVID and quarantining and all these other reasons, but like the songs and why they were written and how we wrote them, I think the only thing that would have been different is just time.
Yeah,
but I don't know, I think we probably would have wrote them. Yeah. Would have, right? Would have wrote them anyway.
Yeah.
Or written. I don't know what the word is, but somebody correct me.
Don't worry about it. Well, that's good to hear. It just sort of, you know, there's been a lot of art created this year that caused a lot of us to reflect on things that we may have otherwise been able to distract ourselves with, but because we were stuck at home, there were certain things we maybe had to confront or deal with, and those of you who are lucky enough to be able to turn that into art to share with people like me, ended up sort of using that and channeling that. But it sounds like what was meant to be was meant to be here.
Yes, it was our destiny.
And there's love songs.
Yes, there is a love song.
And you know what? I have not been a lovey-dovey person. I've been a very cynical person in love. But last year I got married. I found my person.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I just feel very settled in that part of my life where before I was not. And it's all those cliches, right, of like once you're in love, you see colors differently and things smell better and all this sort of stuff. And I have such an appreciation now for love songs.
Yeah.
And I'm so curious, as the creator, does it feel different, besides the obvious ways it would feel different, to write something that's loving and joyful rather than, you know, most of my music was very angsty and kind of like curious but unsettled?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think everything I'd ever written before was kind of angsty and questioning love and struggling with love and breakups and all that. And this really is like, the song in specific, Reina, is really like probably the only true, just pure love song I've ever written in my life. And that's like a testament to my partner Reina and herself. But like, yeah, it feels really, I don't know, it felt really nice to just write something that was like, I just remember sitting down and I just wanted to write something that expressed like what this person means to me in the purest way. And it just sort of happened on its own, and that was really special. I will say that I think I didn't realize how weird it would be to actually put that out in the world. But now there's a whole new set of feelings around it. But it's really nice, and it does feel really good. So I'm happy that it's also, you know, other people can relate to those feelings. And we just love love. Ryan's engaged himself.
Congrats!
He got engaged.
You gave it away.
Year. I know. I'm sorry.
It's a secret.
I'm sorry. I'll let you speak to it. But and I also relate to feeling way more settled now. And it's nice to put that out.
Yeah, I would agree with you on what you said before. It's like when you don't have your person, you kind of see the world in a different way. And when you do, it's everything seems to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
With everything, really, it's just the one thing you don't have to worry about is like, you never really feel like lonely or whatever anymore. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know.
You're in love.
So are you.
I'm in love. You're in love.
I was so excited to be talking to two people in love. This is great. Okay. Yeah. This just makes, I can't stop smiling. I don't know. It's nice to have, you know, someone that grounds you and supports you, and you know, you can go to them with something that's maybe a little like, oh, I don't know about this, but I can tell you because it's unconditional. And you know, when anyone's listening to this and you don't have that person yet, all I can say is keep going. Don't give up. It's so worth it once you find it. And that song, it just, I'm not very eloquent at the moment, but it just sort of felt like a relief for me.
Aww.
Of like, okay, this is a love song. I can enjoy this now. This person feels love. The person that the song is about feels love. They're going to hear this song. Oh my gosh, that's even more adorable. It just was such a relief. And I don't know if I've really unpacked what that means, but maybe you guys sort of understand what I'm getting at because you might feel it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that like I had to be at a different place or in a whole new sort of relationship for myself to even be able to write that song. And like, I think you're right where, I don't know, when you reach that place in life or you have someone like that, it really is just this like newly relaxed feeling, like, and it's just this deep appreciation for someone else, but also a respect where like you'll actually listen to that person when they tell you that you're doing something wrong. Like, there's not many people that, like, you know, can give me the that direction. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's like two pieces of it. It's like you have that support with like everything you do from that person, but also like takes away that whole like, again, like feeling alone or the pressure to find someone, or like looking at your friends that have relationships and saying like, why can't I have that person? But like when you have your person, you just like, you have the support and you don't have to worry about that anymore. I think it's just, it's a lot easier to be comfortable, I think.
Yeah.
And I was just gonna say, Ryan, congratulations on being engaged.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
I still can't believe it myself.
You did it.
he was actually just showing me the wedding band that he got.
Oh!
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just like outing you in all the ways. I'm sorry.
So we're gonna do like a proper wedding. We're gonna really go for it.
I think so. I think that's what my mom wants. So
exciting. Oh gosh. I skipped all of that. So good luck. Oh,
nice. I love that.
I skipped it all. We did a city hall
nice.
Real quick. And then we went for ice cream.
Oh.
Was it like good ice cream though?
It was good ice cream. It was in Santa Barbara.
Ooh.
And I mean, it was already going to be really small. It was going to be, our parents were going to be there. But then with COVID, it had to be, nobody could be there except for our dog and our witness/photographer. So I do have photos, but it's very surreal that, like we've already said, anyone that's not in love is like vomiting right now. And I'm so sorry to that person.
I feel bad. But,
like, it's so interesting how you can go from, you know, we're just a couple in love and then you're fiancés. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're married. We're a team. We're going to take over the world together. Whatever feelings that means for you. It just like happens. The judge is just like, and you're married. And you're like, oh my God, let's go for ice cream. But I feel like having a big celebration with family and all that, I think it's going to be really fun for you. So
I hope so.
Yeah. What's the band? Is it like a band that you know, or did you like go on a directory of weddingbands.com and find someone?
I don't know if I should give this away because okay. We're in a band, but I hired a DJ.
Oh.
Hey, why not? Get some hits going.
Feels wrong or something. I don't know.
Well, congratulations on all the love for everyone. I'm also curious about the dynamics of songwriting and bands and that partnership. So over the years, like, do you feel like the two of you are like in your sweet spot as having sorted each other out and how to work together? I've never been in that sort of relationship, so I'm always really curious to see what folks are willing to share.
Yeah, I mean, we actually about a year ago had a lineup change. There were four of us total about a year ago since the beginning. So in the last year, it's actually been Anne and I trying to figure out how to work as a duo instead of a whatever the word is for four people. So I don't want to like say we're in the sweet spot. I feel like things are going really well for us when it comes to, you know, writing and you know, running the ship and doing that. But I don't want to say it's in the sweet spot because I always feel like we can get better, and I feel like we are getting better, and we're really, really happy with how things are going, but like, we'd like them to keep going that way. So
yeah, I'd piggyback off of that and say that like this year has been a really big growing year for us, and I know we've like opened up and gotten a lot closer together, and like, it's been really cool to explore this whole new way of songwriting. And I think it's working for us, but I do think that it's still kind of fresh and we're still figuring a lot out. And I think we're still approaching our sweet spot. I think we're getting closer, but I don't think we fully knocked it out of the park yet.
Nice. Well, so far from my little side of the things, I'm very excited and very entertained with everything. I love the video also. I love like the style and the looks and all that sort of stuff. So how does that happen? Does one of you sort of take the reins on that, or is that also the two of you bouncing off ideas?
We definitely, for like the concepts of the videos in general, I guess, feel and style, like we bounce off of each other. But specifically the fashion style in the video was actually done by Raina herself. The subject of the video. Yeah. And so she has like a little bit of a fashion background, and you know, she also just likes to poke at me and Ryan about what we wear a lot. You know, we're like,
poke is a nice word.
Yeah,
really.
We're literally both in like hoodies and hats.
You guys
right
look
now.
Like shit.
But yeah, she's just like, no, you're not wearing that on camera. Like, okay.
Oh,
which is,
I loved it.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. It's been really fun and a new thing for us. Like, we've never been styled before, and it's in a very like, you know, lighthearted way of styling, but she helped a lot. Her and I would go thrifting before each of the videos, and just like the patience that she has to like look through every single shirt in a thrift shop where like I lose interest after like shirt number three, it really pays off. And she found really a lot of goodies. Like, she found the green dress in that All Weekend video, and and Raina, she actually, the suit that I wore was like another thrift shop find, and it all really.
A lot of my stuff too. My hat, my vest, my glasses.
Ryan, yeah.
Well, those are her glasses, right?
I think you wear her glasses. Yeah. We were like passing a lot of clothes around, but yeah, so that was a really extra special part of the videos, was that she got to help.
Oh, I loved all of that. So Raina, she's big fan. Big fan of Raina. I would love to know more about how she thrifts, because I do not have that sort of patience. So if you've got any tips and tricks, please let me know.
From what I see, I'm sure there's like more to it, but it's really the patience. Like, she will look through everything, and I'm sure there's like strategy behind that too, like deciding what sections to look at. But it's quite impressive.
You guys looked just so cool.
Thanks. You.
I just all looked very. I don't know. It just looked right. It just looked like this is what it should look like. This is perfect. This is a whole thing. Yeah. Good job, everybody. Yay. Clap for yourselves. I'm also curious about, I don't know when it's fair to ask an artist or, you know, a band once they've just given me new music, like, well, what's next? Like, come on, let me, you know, give me a little bit of a break. But do you guys have more plans for this year or anything that you can share?
Yeah, we're going to write some more music and we'll release it when we're done with it.
Perfect. 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 Perfect.
Yes.
That works. I can take that.
Yes. And this is
it'll be more than three songs, but less than infinity, probably.
Okay. Yes. And I will drop a secret hint that there might be some variation of some setup of a live version of the EP, but... I'm not supposed to say that, so it's a secret.
I won't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I do really love the Audio Tree Live, so I'm excited for,
awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully this one's as good, if not better.
Perfect. I can't wait. Well, I just really do love that song, and the video is so great, and it all just seems very intentional, but also effortless at the same time. I don't know what that word would be, but it just seems like the right... It just all looked right. Like, this is supposed to exist. And I guess going back to my question about like, oh, would this song have happened if you weren't under this massive change in life? And you were like, well, yeah, it would have still happened. Now that all kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Cool.
Great. So we always play a game on the show. It's called Overshare. And it's just for me to get to know you guys better as individuals, as, you know, just peers. And I've got a bag with like different questions in it. Some are very silly. Some are more thoughtful. Are you interested in playing Overshare?
Sure.
Excellent. Okay. All right. I'm going to pull out some questions, and then the idea is that we all have to share.
Okay.
So the first question is, if you find a remote that can rewind, fast forward, stop, and start time, what do you do with it? Basically the plot from Click with Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to make that joke, but you already did it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry.
What would I do with it?
What do you do with it?
Stop, rewind. So it pauses, stops, fast forwards.
It does all the stuff.
And rewinds? It doesn't fast forward, just rewinds?
I think it says fast forward. I think it does. Yeah, it does all the moves.
All the moves.
Well, from what I've learned from Click, I don't know if that's a good idea, because we're going to miss all the important things in life after we skip all the boring days of work. So I don't know.
That's good.
That's probably true. I guess it's more of a, do you want to go back in time or do you want to go forwards in time?
Ooh.
I guess is the nut of it.
I know what I'm going to say now. You go first, though.
This might be boring, but I feel like I would go back in time and like, this just isn't a cool answer, but I feel like I would go back in time and just like practice more guitar. Like, honestly, if I could like redo childhood, maybe I like wouldn't have gone to college, but that's like if I had known I was going to go into music, I don't know. But you know, whatever.
I definitely would just pause and then mess with people.
Yeah.
Probably. Like switch people's hats, like change their shoes, give them the wrong sock. Just like pesky behavior. Nothing bad. Just
okay. Yeah, little rascal.
But that's also if I was a supervillain, I would do the same thing. So.
Yeah.
So you like to prank people and mess with people? Is that your shtick?
He's a jokester.
Nothing bad. I just like, I joke a little bit.
Okay. I think I'd go in the future.
Nice.
I think, especially being a woman, I want to go forward and see all of the progress that we continue to make.
Yes.
And, you know, just to see what we do with global warming and all that sort of stuff. Like, I think I'd go forward and just
see if we go to Mars.
Yeah, see if, you know, some good stuff happens, hopefully.
Yes.
I don't know. I do like the idea of going back to harness a skill that I feel like I could have done better with.
Yeah.
And I also do like sort of like having a little fun with people and pausing and kind of just playful, friendly fun. So I think this remote thing could be pretty dangerous if it ever ended up.
Yeah, we can't let it get into the wrong hands.
No.
Don't let Elon Musk.
And
get
this idea. And this is the plot of our next rom-com.
Oh. Click 2.
Click 2 with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. And Meg Ryan.
All right, let me pull another paper and see what we got here. That one I'm going to skip because we have all been through that already. Okay. If you could have any animal as a pet, and I want to preface by saying you can give this animal all the accommodations it needs. You're not going to have to like have an elephant in an apartment.
Okay.
You can like provide for this animal. So if you could have any animal as a pet, what animal would you want?
That's a very tough question. Because it's like, I'm just trying to think of like, would this animal be a good pet? Because I think having like an octopus would be cool, but it wouldn't be a good pet, but it would be cool. And I also think monkeys sound like they'd be cool, but I heard that monkeys are kind of mean because my fiance was in India last year and they're kind of mean.
I know, I was thinking kangaroos, but they're kind of mean too.
Yeah, I don't like what kind of pet would be like an actually like what animal would be a good pet that's not currently
sloth
a pet.
Sloth would be kind of fun.
Sloth wouldn't be fun at all. They would just like sit like in
like,
a corner of your apartment.
Like, imagine that's even cool because like people wouldn't recognize it or realize it was there
right.
At
they'd
first.
Be like, "What's that fuzzy pom pom?"
You'd
in
have
the
like
air,
friends
and
over
like,
for
oh,
dinner, and
sloth.
They'd be like, "Yo, is that a sloth?"
And you'd be like, "Nah." And then you'd pause it and then move the sloth somewhere else.
So like Yeah, I think basically what we're saying is that we'd get a pet sloth.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. Pet sloth. They're just real slow.
Yeah.
And they seem cuddly. Like, they would snuggle and watch movies and rom-coms and have takeout with you.
They'd always be down for rom-coms and takeout.
Well, they really couldn't, like, they really couldn't escape, could they?
No, they could never run away.
Poor sloth.
I think my pick is a pretty, it's not super common, but they do have them as pets, but maybe a pig.
Pigs would be cool. Oh my gosh, yes.
They're kind of cute.
Yeah, I actually really wanted one of the micro pigs.
They're not real.
Yeah.
They're not real?
No. They call them teacup pigs, but really they just grow into normal sizes. They just, it's one of those horrible things where they just don't feed the little baby animals, so they're really tiny. Brittany told me this. Teacup pigs aren't—they're not real. And then they get normal size.
I want a big, huge one.
Nice.
That has not been manipulated in any way, mm-hmm. and is just happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we go on walks with our dog, and they're just two little friends, and they hang out.
I like that idea.
You know what would be a cool pet is a dolphin.
How?
Because they're just, like, really friendly. Like, you know, like, they'd come up. You could teach them tricks.
That's true.
You could, like, have a, you know, you could swim with them. So if you had some sort of, like, pool that they would exist
in. You don't have to worry about accommodations.
Yeah, right. But, like, you could jump in that pool with them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, like, hang out with them. Maybe a dolphin.
Yeah, would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I like dolphin. Going for rides and hang out. I like it.
Yeah, you could ride the phone.
I got one more here, and it's just asking if you have any irrational fears.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely do. I have a nightmare probably once a week about it, and it's really weird.
What is it?
Well, it's kind of gross. I think I've told you this before. I'm so scared of shitting my pants.
I wasn't expecting that. I don't remember.
I've had this fear for such a long time, and I can't let it go. It's like every time I have a nightmare, it's either like someone's attacking me or I poop my pants in a bad place.
Okay. Let's unpack this for just a second. Do you have any idea of when this started or what triggers it for you?
I don't know.
Like a really spicy meal.
I lost it.
Well, I remember when I was in high school and my band teacher, the one thing that I remember from him is he said, each one of you, by the time you're 32 years old, you'll shit your pants at least once. And I haven't done it yet, and I'm 27.
Oh, my gosh.
Scared.
Oh, my gosh. I'm crying over here.
Wow. I hope that never happens to you.
I have 5 years left. It's going to happen. Years.
Well, I will tell you that I'm 34, so I think I've made it.
Oh, wow.
And it's not a guarantee.
Congratulations.
So that might help, you know, you not fear it so much. Maybe.
I don't know. I think if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. And that's
your destiny.
It might be.
Oh, my gosh.
But if it does happen, I'm rewinding.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
What else we got?
That hard.
Yeah, that really caught me off guard.
Literally never seen you laugh that hard.
Oh, my gosh. I've always been kind of freaked out by, like, alien abductions. Just, like, the thought of having no control over whether, like, some other beings could be like messing with us in our sleep. Like I've always had a weird,
a little scary.
It's just like, yeah, scary. It's probably like a control thing. What about you?
Irrational fears. So things that are uncommon and don't totally make sense. I don't know. I think I have just like the classic ones. Spiders, snakes. Well, I hate the idea that you like unknowingly spiders go in your mouth while you're sleeping.
I heard that's not really true.
You did?
Really?
That's not really true. I looked it up on the internet once because Brittany says spiders, and I'm like, dude, they're fine. She's like, well, they go in your mouth. I'm like, I don't really think they did. Look it up.
Or like a spider like planting eggs in your ears or something. I don't know how often that actually happens, but it might have been in like a Goosebumps book when I was a kid, and then it just really stayed with me. Also, there was an episode of X-Files where the creature in the episode would hide in people's plumbing. So, and the night when people would go to the bathroom, he would like come through the toilet and like eat your guts out. And so as a kid, anytime I went to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that used to scare me. And like, I had seen like something on TV where like someone had a snake in their toilet and I was
Yes, I thought
I'd be like peeing and like just get bit on the butt. Like
this one time I watched like 4 minutes of the movie The Ring, and like that like scary girl came through a toilet in one of the Ring movies. I was so scared about going to the bathroom for such a long time. That movie is so scary.
Oh, I don't do well with scary stuff, but I guess my irrational fear is something coming up through the toilet and attacking me, which kind of combines all of our fears, right? Shitting your pants or aliens abducting you. Yeah. It kind of all comes together in the toilet.
It kind of is like a middle ground there.
I'm so excited that I've gotten to know you both so personally.
Those are fun questions.
Okay, so another little game here is called My Perfect. So you each get a chance to describe your perfect version of the thing. So, Ryan, please describe for me your perfect meal.
My perfect meal? That's a hard question. Does this have to be realistic?
I'm going to give you creative license. Take with it. Go where you want with it.
I don't know. It'd be really cool to be able to like go to one of those all-you-could-eat sushi places and eat as much as you want, but you don't get any weight.
Ooh, sure.
That'd be pretty dope.
And you don't get full.
And you don't get full, and you just keep shoving it down, but that's a waste. But that would be cool, though. Just one.
Sure. So lots of sushi.
Yeah, sushi.
All the sushi.
I like sushi.
Okay. Anna, let me see. What's your favorite? What would be your perfect Saturday morning?
I really love, this is so basic, but I really love
long
like,
walks on the beach.
Yeah, I really love waking up, not having anywhere that I like have to get to, enjoying a nice slow cup of coffee, like chatting with roommates or Raina or like friends, and honestly just like walking to the, I like going to my local farmer's market, maybe like, I don't have a dog at the moment, but when I had a dog, I would like love hitting the dog parks, just like walking around my city, getting some, you know, finding some good dumplings or fresh veg to go home and cook something later, and being outside, walking around.
I love your day. I love dumplings. Oh my God. I love dumplings so much.
Yeah, they're so good.
I can go for some right now.
Always so good at farmer's markets. Like, there's always that one tent that just has, like, there's always a dumpling tent that just has, like, the best dumplings.
I've never been to a dumpling tent before.
Oh, man.
Sorry, can I change my answer before?
Sure. Sure, go for it.
I want to go to an unlimited dumpling tent. That sounds amazing.
We'll make this happen.
Yay!
You can do it together. You can have your perfect meal and your perfect Saturday morning all together.
Wow.
Perfect. Okay, well, that was just a little fun game. I just get to know you guys a little bit better. And this next part is called Asking for a Friend. So people write in questions. They're not any for anyone specific, but they're just general advice questions. And now that I know that I've got two love bugs here chatting with me, this is probably going to be pretty fun.
Maybe.
So we've got Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm totally missing that one.
We're looking for advice for if you're got a partner, if you're solo on Valentine's Day, any advice for gifts or what to do, how to celebrate. Maybe you can watch a rom-com and eat takeout in any of these scenarios. But any advice for someone looking to really have a wonderful Valentine's Day, whether they're in a relationship or not?
I think my best advice is if anybody is in a relationship, or even if they're not, that my best advice is instead of waiting till Valentine's Day to show your person how much you care about them, do it every other day instead.
Aww.
That's really sweet, right?
I think you just won the game. It's not even a game. And I think you just won.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now I get dumplings.
I get dumplings. What are some other ideas besides, you know, just make sure you take care of them every day if you really want to have a good Valentine's Day?
Well, I definitely think, you know, watching rom-coms, eating takeout, listening to the Vaughns.
I was going to say that. That's a good one.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're on your own or with a partner. That would be really nice.
Got it all. Yeah. Really got it all.
Now, Valentine's Day, one thing I'm learning is that it always helps to plan in advance. I'm a very, procrastinator in these things, and it always doesn't work out the best. So definitely advise to plan in advance. And I think you got to be true to who your person is. If you're planning this for somebody else, if someone is more low key, they might just want a night at home where it's just the two of you and you can make a cute tent
cheese plate.
Yeah. And cheese board and cook a nice dinner for them. But then some people like to go all out. I know Raina definitely has some higher end class where, I gotta, make sure I find a good restaurant, or she always wants to go away for the weekend. So I think it just depends who you're planning for. I know that's really
not so vague,
but you should really take time to think about who you're spending Valentine's Day with. And if it's yourself, think about your ideal day and do that and listen to the Vaughns.
Yes. That's the most important, really.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's great advice. I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And just to wrap up here, I feel like I've gotten to know you guys very well. This is very fun.
Sorry, we're best friends now.
Yeah. We're all best friends. Wrap it up. Let everybody know all the deets they need to know for the Vaughns, where to follow, click, stream, watch. Just give all the people everything they need to know to keep up with you, because obviously by now they see how charming and funny you guys are and they're going to want to know more.
Sarah, thank you for having us again. Anyone who's listening and is still interested in us despite our big mouths and bad jokes.
Also great show, by the way.
Yeah, great show. This is a lot of... Oh, wait, what? Big mouth?
Yeah, great show.
If you want to follow what we're up to, you can follow us on social medias at The Vaughns NJ, as in New Jersey. We like to rep our home state. So at The Vaughns NJ for Facebook, Instagram, all that, Twitter, all that nonsense. And then on Spotify and all music platforms, you can find us as just The Vaughns, Vaughns.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you both so very much. And thank you for the couple songs you've written. I'm enjoying them very much. And I'm so excited for more. So very excited.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course. And happy Valentine's Day to you and your special person.
You too.
And to everyone else that, have the best Valentine's Day you can have.
You too. And stay safe.
Stay safe. Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.